Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this iOS 6 demonstration. And in this iOS 6 demonstration with VoiceOver, I thought it was a nice time to revisit Siri with just some of the new options that Siri can do for you now. So of course, I've got my iPhone, in my case 4S, turned on. VoiceOver's running, and as usual, I'm currently sitting at the home screen of my iPhone. I should also note that I've currently got Hints turned off in VoiceOver. So of course, the first time that you need to activate Siri, if you've already got it turned on in your settings panel, is to just hold down the home button to start Siri, wait for the beep beep, and then say what you need to say, and then release the home button the first time you run it. So I'll do that now. Hello Siri. Just release the home button.
You said, hello Siri, good morning, David.
Okay. Now I'm just going to ask it for help to see what I can now say, and it'll have the usual stuff that it had before, plus a few more options, and see if you can pick them up. So now that already Siri's on the screen, I just need to do a two-finger double tap, say what I need to say, and then I can wait, and then it'll time out and process what I just said, or I can do a two-finger double tap straight away. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap straight away after I finish saying what I have to say. So two-finger double tap, help. Two-finger double tap again.
You said, help. You can say things like, call Brian, phone, launch photos, app launching, tell Claire I'll be right there, messages, set up a meeting at 9, calendar, did the Giants win, sports, give me directions home, maps, tweet with my location, Twitter, host to Facebook, Facebook, good Thai restaurants, restaurants, what is Toy Story 3 rated, movies, play Nora Jones, music, remind me to call mum, reminders, email Harriet about the trip, email, what's the weather for today, weather, what is Apple's stock price, stocks, wake me up tomorrow at 7 a.m, clock, what's Emily's address, contacts, Liz and Drew, find my friends, note that I spent $12 on lunch, notes, search the web for polar bears, web search, define mitosis, wolfram alpha.
Okay, so there was a few new things there, such as maps, Twitter, and Facebook, posting to either one of those, movies, sports, and of course my favourite one, which is launching apps now, which is absolutely fantastic. But let's just go through a few of them. So I'm just going to ask Siri where I am at the moment, rather than giving me directions to home, because it might be a bit difficult when I'm recording. So I'll do a two-finger double tap. Where am I?
You said, where am I? I'm not exactly sure. I believe you're near 200 Pacific Highway.
Okay, that's pretty close to where I'm sitting, because I'm actually currently sitting in a building, and the GPS accuracy, of course, is not that fantastic being inside a building. Okay, so you can definitely ask Siri now where you are. And as it said in that little help screen, let's ask Siri what the rating for Toy Story is. What is the rating for Toy Story?
You said, what is the rating for Toy Story? Which one? Toy Story or Toy Story 3 or Toy Story 2?
Toy Story 3.
You said, Toy Story 3. Rotten Tomatoes gives Toy Story 3 feet a 99% rating.
Very good. Okay, so as you can tell, it's using Rotten Tomatoes. Okie dokie. So, let's try another one now. I'm actually going to do a post to Twitter. Post to Twitter.
You said, host to Twitter. What would you like to say? Reply with cancel or send, or double tap.
Now up to recording my 10th iOS 6 demonstration podcast.
You said, now after recording my 10th iOS 6 demonstration podcast, I updated your tweet. Ready to send it. Reply with cancel or send, or double tap one of the buttons.
Send.
Okay, I sent it.
Okay, and we can do the same thing for Facebook if we also wish. Now, remembering that both with Twitter and Facebook, that you need your Facebook account and Twitter account set up, of course, in iOS. Otherwise, this feature, of course, won't work. So let me do a quick post to Facebook. Post to Facebook.
You said, host to Facebook. What would you like to say? Reply with...
Just recording my 10th iOS 6 demonstration podcast.
You said, just recording my 10th iOS 6 demonstration podcast. I updated your Facebook status.
Send.
Okay, I posted it.
Okay, so of course, every time I'm talking and to initiate Siri, I'm doing a two-finger double tap speaking. When I'm finished, I'm doing a two-finger double tap to tell Siri to go and process what I said. Okay, and the final feature that's got me extremely excited that I just want to do in this demonstration is launch an application. So let me go and launch Mail, for example. Open Mail.
Mail. All inboxes.
One. Okay, so there's my mail. And I'm going to hold down my home button again. Open Safari.
Safari. Image.
Okay, there's Safari. Okay, let me open my Tweet List Pro app. Open Tweet List Pro.
Tweet List. Woodbridge.
Okay, that's Tweet List. And of course, you can also open up settings. So I'll do that now. Open settings.
You. Carrier. Yes, Optus. Button.
Okay, and I've just landed in settings. So I do one finger flick to the left.
Personal hotspot. Bluetooth. Wi-Fi.
Okay,
settings.
And so on. Okay, so let me just press the home button to go back to my initial home screen.
Settings.
And that concludes this brief look at the new functionality available in Siri on iOS 6, of course, using VoiceOver. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.